This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended a major public function at Danbos in Rairangpur, Odisha, marking 2 years of the state government. On the occasion, development projects worth over 47,600 crore rupees were inaugurated, dedicated, and their foundation stones laid for the people of Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and best wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday. The government has banned the manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combination drugs for human use with immediate effect. The move follows a Supreme Court-directed review by an expert committee set by the Drugs Technical Advisory Board, which found that drug combinations lacked therapeutic justification and could pose health risks. The banned products include certain dermatological, pain relief, antispasmodic and antibiotic-based medicines. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said the action aims to ensure only safe, effective and scientifically validated medicines remain available. State drug regulators and enforcement agencies have been directed to strictly implement the ban. The National Testing Agency is conducting a nationwide mock drill as part of preparations for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination, which will be held tomorrow. More than 2.5 lakh security personnel are participating in the drill being carried out across examination centers nationwide. This exercise is being conducted to ensure the smooth, secure and transparent conduct of the examination. The NTA said the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities approved for over 22.79 lakh candidates. The re-examination will be conducted from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. in pen and paper mode. The State Foundation Day of West Bengal was celebrated with cultural program at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh today. In his address, Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General Retired Kirti Parnaik, appreciated the valuable contributions of Bengali community towards socio-economic development and cultural enrichment of Arunachal Pradesh. Referring to exemplary service of Ramakrishna Mission, the governor acknowledged its long-standing contribution to Arunachal Pradesh, particularly in the fields of education, healthcare, and social welfare. He said, the mission's institutions have nurtured generations of young minds and provided quality services in remote areas, complementing the state's developmental efforts. Further, a video message from Governor of West Bengal, R.N. Ravi, conveying his greetings was also screened. As part of the celebrations, the Governor and the First Lady of the state, Anagha Parnaik, hosted a high tea ceremony. International Yoga Day 2026 will be celebrated globally tomorrow. This year marks the 12th International Day of Yoga with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging, which emphasizes the importance of yoga for all ages. As part of the celebrations, the Ministry of Culture will organize special International Day of Yoga events at 100 iconic locations across the country. The main national celebration of International Yoga Day will be held tomorrow at Kolkata's historic Red Road. Through the coordinated efforts of Indian Council for Cultural Relations and Indian Missions Abroad, Yoga Day celebrations this year are being organized across nearly 2,500 locations worldwide with participation from more than 210 Indian missions. President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest at the state-level International Yoga Day program in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. The event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at Garrison Ground in Sardar. India will host a two-day BRICS National Security Advisors meeting beginning on Monday. The meeting will be chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the meeting, the National Security Advisors and heads of delegation of BRICS member countries will exchange views on the theme Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today. The National Security Advisors and heads of delegation will also review the outcomes of the recently held BRICS joint working groups on counter-terrorism and on security in the use of information and communication technologies. India and South Korea have reaffirmed their commitment to deepening cooperation in public administration and digital governance. Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today held bilateral talks with the Minister of Interior and Safety of South Korea, Yoon Ho-jung, in New Delhi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.